Evet. Did I do this right? Okay. Okay. Whoops. How do I do this? I don't know how to do this. I see a face. Matt and I are on.
We're
Okay.
on. I see Ted. He's on too as well.
And Lauren, holy sh I'm doing this. Did I just and Lauren? Okay. All right. Yay. I'm just writing
Hi.
who's. Hi. I don't know what I'm doing. So if I disconnect with everybody, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't really know what I'm doing either. It downloaded, everything's here, so
Awesome.
I'm
Oops.
multitasking, feeding little ones, so
All right, I will make this as quick and painless as possible.
yeah.
Matt, Lauren, and me, and Ted. Okay. Since it's after 7 o'clock and I figured out what's sort of going on, the first thing that we need to do is actually appoint someone to run this meeting as the chairperson. So somebody has to do that to nominate the chair. Does anybody want to nominate a chair? Does anybody want to be a chair?
I mean, for this little special meeting, I guess I'm willing to be the chair.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down. So Lauren, actually, L Lauren makes a motion to appoint herself.
I will
Yes.
second it.
All right, so then Matt is seconding. Okay, so then we're gonna, you're the chair now. So Lauren, you can call the meeting to order at.
Okay. I would like to call this special meeting on 6/24 to order, and would like to present the agenda.
Really? Let's start the meeting at a specific
Yep.
time.
At 7:06
Okay.
p.m.
All righty. Step one done.
Yeah, I'm gonna need help. Thank you.
Okay. So on the agenda, it was the I wrote everything out so that I wouldn't screw up something or forget something. So on the agenda, basically, we're only doing one thing of business, one part. So the first order of business is on the agenda, and that is ongoing business, and you can say that if you'd like.
Okay, the first and only item on our agenda for the special meeting is our ongoing business, the finances, the use of remaining Falls Village CDC funds in the amount of 2,000 for a shade.
Okay. So Then somebody would make a motion, which is basically the same thing. But I'm going to make the motion so that we can get this through. So I'm going to make a motion to spend the remainder of the money from the CD C from the Falls Village CDC grant for shades at the recreation center, which includes fabric for the cattle shade structure, pop-up tents, and umbrellas for the tables.
I will second that motion.
Seconds. Then Lauren, hold
Are
on.
there? Okay. Ted's got a
Is
question.
there, yep, is there any discussion? So Ted asked, are there any estimates? So Chris had contacted Clearspan, which is the name of a company. And I guess he's used it in the past. I did put it in, and I'm hoping that you guys have access to it, but I did create a July folder, and I think I shared it to people, but if not, I can
Yes.
tell you. Okay, well, I
I
did that
did see
right.
that in the amount of, I think it was, I have to pull it back up, but 532 or something of that nature.
Yeah, so it was like a 10 by 20 shade fabric thing from Clearspan, and the estimate was $532. So you were right, Lauren. And it did include sales tax, and apparently Lou Lenta at Clearspan said that we could get it without tax. We just have to show that the town is tax free. So it would
Yes.
actually be less than the town amount, I mean, than the tax amount. But so
Perfect.
that is only what we have an estimate on, Ted. But Nikki had requested extra pop-up tents and then replacing some of the umbrellas. If not all of the umbrellas, we don't have estimates on those.
I did just do some research. Before this, it's very quick research, and I found I looked up Sunbrella, and there's this also, what did I send as the company? It's like highly rated and it's good for commercial umbrellas. And I sent that to our chat. I don't know if that's helpful, and because I don't know where we purchased them last time. If we knew that, that would make it easier.
Okay, not on. Ooh, look, I did not even know that there was a chat thing that I could see.
I'm sorry. Let me throw that in here because I sent it to, I think I sent it to our email, actually.
Okay.
Primary sense. I'll place it in there. Bear with me. And chat, where are you? There we go.
You don't even know if this is, I think it is. X5. So X5 is the name of it, or times five? Five of them. Oh,
Times five,
there we
yes. I was thinking,
go.
so it's Midtown Umbrellas. 10-year no fade, auto till aluminum frame.
Okay.
Then this is a really good price. When I went to the site, or Costco is where, because I was looking for a local person that could carry them. They were a little more expensive. I think they were over 200. But I believe they contained the base. That's the thing. So I'd have to add the base in. But I think we would only be able to get at this price with bases about five of them. But I don't, how many picnic tables do we have? Does anybody know that off the top of their head? It's not very many.
Trying to one, I think we have, though, I don't know. We're gonna have to double check on that. The real emergency was we needed to spend the money, but
Yes.
also on top of that was because we had to order the fabric for the cattle shade thing. I don't know how long that would take.
Right.
So that's the priority, but I think you said the estimate was for the with bleh. How much did you say the umbrella was with like just one so we could just figure out times?
So the umbrella currently on Amazon is
Okay.
142, but it says the list price is 189. But let's just say 142.50. That's for the 9 foot aluminum. And then I need to discover the right base for it. Bear with me. Because I realize this may be something like, we want to be timely with this because we're here.
Yep. We're past,
We're past
unfortunately.
here. Yep. Frequently bought together, best choice. It just see that's $74. Let me send this. This gets very high ratings. And it says this is what people buy it with. I'm sure this would go under the table, but that's the thing. Do we have these already? Because something has to anchor these under the table. That's the only question I don't know the answer to, and Emily would know. Because if we had umbrellas in the past, we probably have umbrella stands.
I'm guessing we do as well. I do remember Emily saying or asking, suggesting that we move one or two of the tables, maybe one of the tables to where the playground area is to allow parents to actually supervise and sit a little comfortably. So I don't know how many umbrellas we actually have. I saw some in the
Let me see
office
if I can.
area, I think. I think we should focus on
Shade.
the shade. Yes. So I think, oh, what's this? Oh, there's a heat advisory. Okay, never mind. Know that again. So I think if we, not that we widen, but if we keep the motion to fabric for the cattle structure, shade structure, pop-up tents, and also the umbrellas, and not really get all the details regarding the cost and all of that, as long as we spend up to $2,000, and
Right.
we don't go over that amount because we don't obviously want to spend more than what we have in that thing in the grant, then we're good to go. And it costs however much it costs, but the most important thing is definitely the cattle shade. Does that make sense, Ted? Yes, no.
Yeah, I'll let Ted answer. But Emily did just let me know there are
Is
two
she here?
bases
Oh, okay.
and there are five picnic tables.
Yay, Emily. I'm like,
I text her.
oh, okay. So at least that's a starting point. So if we go ahead, does anybody have anything else to discuss regarding the cost? Matt, you're good. Emily says we have that.
I
And
think we're good. So it sounds like we have what, two bases and a couple of those umbrellas. I think that would be fine. But regarding the sunblocker here, it shows that price is for two of those.
Oh, it's for two.
It's for
Oh,
two if you look in
okay.
the quantity of that invoice.
All right. See, I looked at it. It took me all day to actually get the invoice, and it was right before the meeting, and I had not looked at the entire thing. So that is for the 532.38. Is that what you're talking about,
Yep,
Matt?
for the cattle shade.
Okay, so that is the total is for two
It shows for
or
two. The quantity is two.
okay. So it must take two to go on the entire thing.
It also has a bunch of bungee cords on it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, tie downs.
Yes. So that must be the other part of the invoice that I didn't really understand or see. But so if that's for two, that's not going to go up to 1,000, right?
Right.
That's
So
correct. The whole estimate, I mean, it could go up a little bit because it is an estimate, but if nothing else, it's a good price to me. It seems like a very good price, and that means we have a decent amount of money for pop-ups.
Yep, if
And
you can get
also,
that, oh, sorry.
yeah.
If we can get that tax exemption in there. And as Ted said, then that's minus
Right.
$30 of taxes.
Yes. So it's like $500.
Yeah,
That's not
a quarter of the budget.
right. So then we have a decent amount, and we can basically leave it without having a specific amount, just going up to $2,000.
Yep. And
Yep.
Ted did confirm I'm good with the motion to spend up to two.
And I don't know how many pop-ups, Ted. Maybe several, because there is still, at this point, even though we have the other thing that the grant, that's going to be a while before we have a, not a pergola, but the other thing that I can't think of that we're
I
getting from the
know.
Steve grant, that's going to have a cover, but that's going to be a long time off. And if we have
Right.
birthday parties, we can have not a lot, but we can have people covered up with the pop-ups in addition to the cattle shade. So I think we get as many as we actually need, however many
Right.
that is.
Right.
And let's resolve that at, yes, that in the tent in the July meeting. Perfect. Yes, Ted. Good thought. All right. So, since there's no more discussion on that, now we can call for a vote. So, Lauren, you would say, how many members are in favor of the motion? Or I would say it.
Oh, sorry. I just had to get myself off
Okay.
mute.
Okay.
Okay, how many members are in favor
The motion?
of the motion?
Okay, so since we're on
Okay.
Zoom thing, we
Yeah.
have to do a roll call. So Matt, you say?
I
Okay. Melissa says I.
Ted in the chat says I.
Todd says I, and
And I say I.
okay, there's no other members here, so it's a unanimous vote. Yay. All right.
Fantastic.
So, yay. Since there's no other business, Lauren, what do you want to do?
I'd like to call this meeting to be adjourned at 7:22 p.m.
2 p.m. Excellent. All right, Lauren. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you,
Yes.
guys.
Thank you, everyone.
So we are now adjourned, and what I'm going to say is I'm going to write these up tonight, and I am going to send it to the town clerk, and I am going to send a post it online, and then Michelle will get the quote, and we can go ahead and get this moving to payment. And we can confirm
Fantastic.
with Emily, and maybe Ted knows a little bit more as well offline, as to the proper process of getting this ordered and taken care of. Does that make
Sounds
sense?
great. Yep.
All right. See you in July if we don't see each other at the pool. All
Okay.
Take care.
Sounds
Stay
great.
cool.
Have a
Yes,
good
same.
night.
Have a
You
good
too.
night.
Figure out how to turn this off.
Bye.
Bye. How do I turn it off? Okay. Have a good night, Lauren. Okay.